welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. Today, we're going to be talking about a little bit of a difficult topic that every business owner, somebody working in a business, startup founder is going to have to deal with. And it's about owning your marketing mistakes and why it's so important to own these mistakes. Now, it's important to own all business mistakes, but marketing mistakes are sometimes extremely damaging because they don't just affect things inside your business, they affect everything outside your business as well. Because if marketing's done right, it's loud. So if you screw something up, you got to own it. Now, before I get into this, please share this podcast with one other person that's building a business. It would benefit them greatly, at least I hope it would, because again, all the problems that that entrepreneur is trying to figure out right now, they've already been figured out, so they don't have to reinvent the wheel. So let's jump right into it. Now, if you've ever built a business from scratch, you're an entrepreneur, or you're just a marketer, my question to you, have you ever made a mistake that's cost you money, reputation, trust? I would say that most of us have. If we've ever marketed anything, we've screwed up something. And if you have, you're definitely not alone. See, marketing screw-ups are common and actually inevitable in the fast-paced, competitive world of marketing. However, what sets apart a successful marketer from a mediocre one is how they take responsibility for their marketing screw-ups and learn from them. So today we're going to talk about the five steps that you got to think about when you're taking accountability for your marketing screw-ups to turn them into opportunities for growth and improvement. Whether or not you're a beginner or an expert marketer, these are the steps that will help you handle your marketing screw-ups gracefully and professionally and improve your marketing skills and results. So again, everybody's going to deal with these. Everybody's going to screw something up when they're marketing and advertising their business. So first, if you screw something up, you got to admit your mistakes. You got to apologize sincerely. This is the first step in taking accountability for anything, but more importantly, marketing screw-ups. You have to admit it. You have to apologize to anyone who is affected by it. Don't try and hide it. Don't try and deny it. Blame someone else for it. Be honest, be humble, be respectful. Explain what happened, why it happened, how you feel about it. Express your regret and remorse. Ask for forgiveness. When you admit your marketing mistake and you apologize, you can start to repair a relationship with your customers, your partners, and your colleagues by admitting your mistakes and apologizing sincerely. You can show them that you care about them and you respect their feelings and opinions. You can also show them that you're willing to take responsibility for your actions and that you're not just trying to evade or shift blame. This can help restore the trust and the confidence in you and your brand. You reduce the negative impact of your mistake. When you admit your mistakes and apologize sincerely, you can reduce the negative impact of that screw up on your reputation and your image. And you can also prevent the situation from escalating or getting worse by addressing it promptly and transparently. This helps you avoid further damage or backlash from your customers and your partners and your colleagues, and then learn from your mistakes and grow as a marketer. When you admit your mistakes and apologize, you learn from them, you become a better marketer. Like any entrepreneur, you have to be open to feedback. And when you make these big, loud marketing mistakes, you're going to get a lot of criticism, and you have to show that you're willing to improve your performance and your skills. This helps you become a better marketer, a better founder, a better entrepreneur, and ultimately will help you build a stronger, more resilient business. Remember, an example of this was in 2017. Pepsi released an ad with Kendall Jenner. It was widely criticized for being tone deaf and insensitive to the social justice movements at the time. The ad showed Jenner joining a protest march, handing a Pepsi to a police officer, which was seen as trivializing a very serious issue of police brutality and racial injustice. Pepsi quickly admitted their mistake, apologized sincerely to their customers, their partners, to the public. They pulled the ad from all platforms, promised to do better in the future. Now, secondly, you got to analyze what went wrong and you got to find the root cause. So the second step in taking accountability for your marketing screw-ups is to figure out what went wrong. Don't just focus on the symptoms or the consequences of the mistake, but dig deeper and find out what caused it in the first place. Was it lack of planning, lack of research, lack of testing, lack of communication? Was it human error? Was it a technical glitch? Was it a change in the market? Was it a one-time occurrence, recurring occurrence? When you understand what went wrong, when you find the root cause, you understand your mistake and you avoid repeating it, You can identify the gaps or weaknesses in your marketing strategy, process, or systems that need to be fixed and improved. This can help you prevent similar mistakes from happening again and improving your marketing quality and efficiency. You find the best solution to your problem. You can analyze what happened and figure out, so it doesn't happen again, how do we actually implement an effective fix? You evaluate the pros and the cons of different solutions and choose one that suits your business needs and goals. This can help you solve your problem quickly and successfully achieve whatever desired outcome is there. And then you have to learn from your mistakes and grow as a marketer. By going through this process, you will discover new opportunities and insights that help enhance your marketing performance and results. You become a smarter marketer, a more strategic marketer. I'll give you another example. In 2019, Peloton released an ad featuring a woman who received a Peloton bike as a gift from her husband and documented her fitness journey over a year. The ad was widely criticized for being sexist, elitist, and unrealistic. This also caused Peloton's stock to drop by 9% in one day. They analyzed what went wrong, found the root cause of their problem, realized that they failed to understand their target audience's needs, preferences, and emotions. They also realized that they failed to test their ad before launching it to the public. So they learned from their mistake, improved their marketing process and their system. The next step you got to think about is how to take corrective action and implement solutions. So don't just say sorry and move on, but show that you're willing and able to make things right and improve your performance. Now, depending on the nature and the severity of the mistake, you may need to revise your strategy, update your content, refund your customers, launch a new campaign. Now, remember, when you're taking corrective action and implementing solutions, you can restore your relationship with your customers, your partners, and your colleagues and regain their trust and confidence. You can also show them that you value their satisfaction and loyalty and that you're committed to delivering quality and value to them. See, a mistake is always an opportunity. When you take corrective action, you can reduce the negative impact of the mistake on your reputation and your image. You can also show that you're proactive and responsible and that you're willing to take ownership of your actions and your outcomes. This helps you avoid further backlash from customers, people, public. And by taking corrective action, you can implement solutions. You learn from your mistakes. You grow as a marketer. You also show that you're adaptable and resilient, that you're willing to face challenge and overcome obstacles. This is going to help you become a better marketer and a better entrepreneur. And lastly, communicate with your team and your stakeholders. Communication is key. This is one of the most important steps when it comes to navigating a marketing screw up. Don't keep your team in the dark. Don't leave them guessing. Keep them informed and involved in the process. Share your findings, share your actions, share your solutions with them. Ask for their feedback and support. Show them that you value their input and their trust. See, when you communicate with your team, you can repair your relationship with stakeholders, regain trust and confidence. You can reduce the negative impact of your mistakes on your team's morale and productivity. You prevent misunderstandings or conflicts that might arise from your mistake by clarifying the facts and expectations. And lastly, you can also leverage their expertise and experience to improve your strategy, your marketing strategy, your process, your systems. This helps you become more effective and efficient in the long run. And then truly lastly is you have to learn from your mistake. You have to avoid repeating it. Don't let your mistake define you. Don't let it discourage you, but use it as a learning opportunity and motivation to do better next time. So you have to reflect on what you learned from the experience and how you can apply it to your future marketing and business endeavors. Keep track of your progress, keep track of your results, celebrate your achievements. See, marketing mistakes are going to happen all the time in your business. It's unfortunate, but you have to understand how to navigate the backlash, especially if you're any sort of success when you really do build a large business. You follow these five steps, you can handle your mistakes gracefully, professionally, turn them into opportunities for growth and improvement. Remember, marketing screw-ups are inevitable and they're part of the learning process, but what matters most is how you handle them and learn from them. By doing so, you become a more successful and respected marketer as well as entrepreneur in the long run. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-minute MBA.